Well, now to our story about why the former CIA contractor turned whistleblower Edward Snowden wants to return home to face trial. The former contractor for the US National Security Agency has been living in Moscow since leaking US intelligence data 6.5 years ago. He says the one condition for his return is that he receive a fair trial. But an international law expert says that's far from assured in the current US political environment. Isabel Rowe has our report.
From his residence in the Russian capital, Edward Snowden told American audiences that he has one big ambition, and that's to get home.
One of the big topics in Europe right now is should Germany and France invite me in to get asylum. Of course, it's problematic, and of course, I would like to return to the United States. That is the ultimate goal.
The famed whistleblower has spoken to American cable news channel CBS on the eve of the release of his memoir. It details the events that led to his charging under the US Espionage Act for revealing surveillance tools used by America's National Security Agency in 2013. Snowden has been holed up in Moscow for several years, out of the reach of US authorities. He's told CBS News he would return home on one condition.
If I'm going to spend the rest of my life in prison, the one bottom line demand that we all have to agree to is that at least I get a fair trial. And that is the one thing the government has refused to guarantee because they won't provide access to what's called a public interest defense.
But Mr. Snowden, you and I are talking about this right now.
Go ahead.
Mr. Snowden, in all due respect, criminals and alleged criminals don't customarily get to decide the terms of their trial. They broke the law and they face the consequences. What makes you different?
Well, I'm not different. Again, I'm not asking for a parade. I'm not asking for a pardon. I'm not asking for a pass. What I'm asking for is a fair trial.
University of Sydney Law School Associate Professor Emily Crawford.
He's been quite open in saying that he would happily face trial. He just doesn't want to face trial the way the US wants to do it, which is in a closed court with no jury, because he doesn't believe that he would get a fair trial if it wasn't heard by a jury in open court.
What are the chances that he would get an open jury trial in America?
Given the current political situation in the US, I don't believe he would be given a jury trial.
US authorities cancelled Edward Snowden's passport in 2013 while he was on his way to Moscow. He was detained in Moscow's airport for 40 days before Russia granted him asylum.
Do you have concerns, Edward, that Russia is monitoring your actions today? Do you think that they're gathering intelligence on you? Because the optics as we sit here in America looking at you in Russia... Yeah. You know, the optics are not good.
No, you're absolutely right. Again, and I'm on the same side on this issue.
Associate Professor Crawford doesn't believe Edward Snowden has told Russian authorities anything that his data dump didn't already make public. She says he could stay there for the rest of his life to avoid facing trial in America. But Professor Crawford says if France offers him asylum, that could be a better option.
I would imagine that the French would absolutely be resistant to handing anyone over to the US authorities.
Snowden faces decades in jail if he's convicted in the United States.
Isabel Rowe reporting.